This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, you know what I always say? I don't like to hear mention of the term Christmas or anything Christmassy before. I like to say December 15, but if you have to stretch it out, December 1.
I'm a Christmas denier myself.
That's right.
I just don't believe it happens.
I don't get off on it, but what I do love is a Christmas carol and a Christmas song. I
do love love that sort of rubbish.
I do. Don't you? I love that rubbish. Mm. But I love it after December 1, and that's why I'm delighted to say that the boys from Tripod are having their annual Christmas Mischief concert. They've called it hilariously Manger Danger. It's two shows only, December 1 and December 2, coming up this December. We've got them live in the studio and we'll talk with them right after this.
Joy!
We've been having a lot of listeners. If you've just joined us, then why would you? We've put the word out to listeners to come up with ways that you're same-sex couples can celebrate their bucks and or hen nights. It's confusing us all. But one thing that nobody suggested is to book Tripod. Welcome, boys.
I thought you were just going to talk about something else for a while.
Oh, and yet here I am. Scotty, Simon, all from Tripod. I don't think it needs much more introduction than that. You've been around for whatever?
21 years.
Get out.
And early on we were booked at a wedding. Were a wedding band.
We technically are a wedding band.
Yeah, technically. Yeah.
Straight wedding.
We didn't have anything anyone could dance to, though. So the only thing anyone could dance to was that we used to do the Spider-Man theme in those days. Spider-Man. And that's the best they could do as far as something to dance to. So
you don't do the chicken dance?
We looped that. We just sang the Spider-Man theme like heaps of times.
So maybe you could end on weddings then. When it's time to quit.
When it's time, just get a rhythm section.
In another 21 years.
Just roll, roll into.
First and last gig.
Well, you look as fresh as the day you started.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
thanks. You're being sarcastic, aren't you?
No.
You are.
I must have been about 8 years old at the time.
I was actually, because you've got a Christmas special out, Manger Danger, which we love the name of, and that's it, the only reason you're in here.
Was there a bit of work? Are you having the show just because someone came up with a name and said, well, now we have to have a show?
Always
works the other way around.
We used to start with puns but then we sort of have started to run out of puns. It's become quite a bit of a challenge to actually come up with a pun each year.
Because last year was Christmas turkeys.
Was it Christmas turkeys?
Yeah.
The year before, I think, was, hey, we don't make the Yules.
Yeah. Which probably my favourite.
That's a good one.
A friend suggests an early on one, and probably the best one, I think, is There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, that's...
That wasn't ours.
That's a good one.
I don't know, Manger Danger.
Manger Danger's good.
Manger Danger, the original artwork, there was some discussion over. Careful. because if you imagine looking at a baby's head from behind and then three men looming down at the baby.
Well, did you guys get across the Catholic school? Is it in America?
No, it's in South Australia.
South Australia. They've erected, if you pardon the expression, a statue of one of the friars holding a loaf of bread at waist height and a young boy...
Oh, wow. Goodness.
That was a visual, everybody.
That's really great.
Well, we were sort of drawn hovering over Jesus like we were about to interfere with him.
Right. I didn't see it that way.
You didn't.
No, because one of you is the illustrator, is that right?
No,
I mean, I am in my other life, but I didn't do this post, so I stayed well away from it.
Oh, yeah, stay away from all that. Well, just to give you the end game on the South Australian sculpture, somebody complained to the church and school about imagery. So they put, because they're idiots, a blanket over it so you can just see these legs dangling out the bottom of the...
Why didn't they just remove the loaf of bread?
And then you can just see his... I mean,
was it a baguette? Was it a baguette?
Who had a baguette?
Was it a baguette or a dinner roll?
That's probably...
tin?
You might be a grower. You don't know. It seemed more dinner roll to me, though. Let's talk more about Christmas and less about penis.
Probably should.
I don't know.
So two shows only, Friday, December 1. You're at the beautiful Memo Music Hall. Oh, not both nights. Memo Music Hall, which is my end of town. Because you've split the community.
Yeah, same. Yeah. We've done.
Yeah. Yeah. We are. Some of us are from the north, some of us from the south. We had to do both.
Who's got the numbers?
The moment the south is in front. But that's fine. There's
one
plenty
of on a boat.
In that kind of build it and they will come way. I'm happy. I'm in the south and I do not move. I'm very hard to get me at the north side.
Yeah. We wondered whether the same was true of north side people and they wouldn't come south. So I thought, we'll do a little mini tour.
It's an interesting experiment.
It is.
Now, you guys are great, but if I'm honest, your guests are better. Friday, December 1, no offence, Missy Higgins, Colin Lane, Alana Stone. Do you say Zani?
Zani.
Zani. Don't know Zani.
Yeah, she's a violin player. She's in a band called The Twocks, Zani Kolak.
Oh, The Twots?
Twocks.
Beg your pardon?
I'm sure she gets that question.
Zani and The Twots.
Is Zani? Have we moved her to Thornbury?
Though?
I can't remember. I think
she's in Thornbury. No. I don't want to say anymore. I've lost confidence.
That was a really good eyebrow raise
you gave me, Andy.
Confidence lost on air. And Brian Nankervis, of course. That's a big lineup. Do you have them acting in some capacity with you? Is it
we
game
are
show? Or?
Up to our necks in new arrangements of Christmas tunes to do with these guests. So it's a lot. It's a rule. It's like a game show at the moment, like some sort of reality show where you have to learn 50 different arrangements.
And we've
by
got
Saturday week.
We've got different guests at each show. Yeah. So I don't know why we decided to do that.
So it's like caroling with the stars, or
a
so
you
think
bit.
So
yeah,
you think you can
a,
carol?
Absolutely, it'll have like a carols by candlelight kind of vibe.
Right.
To it.
Wow. Yeah, but you're
I
on stage for all
Chris
of it.
Material that it's just an audition for that gig. Yeah.
I'm hoping. Yeah. Fingers crossed they'll notice it as finally.
It's been 20 years of banging on their door and nothing.
Please take us.
And then, of course, Saturday, and I only didn't want to talk about it because it's on the northern suburbs, but it's at Thornbury Theatre. You have Casey Bonetto, Bob Frank and Lady Choir, who are amazing. What's Angie Hart is Lady Choir, Anderson, right? Yeah. And Randy, who I don't know who's Randy.
So Randy is...
Have you heard of Sammy J and Randy?
Yeah.
He works with Sammy J a lot.
Ah, of course, yes.
Randy's a puppet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Randy's a puppet, Scott.
I thought he was just a little dude.
Nah.
Hanging out with another dude.
Purple guy.
He is actually quite short in stature. He is. Yeah.
It's handy when you're a puppeteer.
Yeah, it is.
Wherever he goes, he brings joy, Randy. It's incredible.
I thought you said wherever he goes, he brings a special little barrier.
I
think he and Robert Doyle share that little stand that they stand in.
Oh, wow. I didn't know where you were going.
Well, me neither. I don't usually know what's happening until it's open.
That's right. And it's a real thing. Now, bookings via the actual theatres.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure.
Don't say it as a question.
We've got links on our website as well.
Yeah, just go to the Tripod website.
It's called 3pod.com.au.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we got because if you Google tripod.com.au, get a store where you can buy three-legged camera stands.
Oh, I thought you just went to a sex site because that's where my computer takes me.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
that's your
homepage.
You might want to get
Lisa
that
Daniel, remember you're out. MemoMusicHall.com.au or thethornburytheatre.com, fellas. We obviously do want you to sing us a little song.
Yeah.
However, we'll probably play a track first just so that you can pick up your instrument.
I mean, it's just over there.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's really because there's no point interrupting people with other people's music when we could have the real thing.
Let's just get the real thing.
But if I was a homosexual man, and I'm not, and I was in love with another homosexual man, which I'm not, would I be able to book you guys for my homosexual wedding? Or have you gone the cake bakers? The Gakers.
If you wanted to book us for your wedding, homosexual or otherwise, the process is that you get in touch with us, we get back in touch with you and try and talk you out of it based
getting
on
married.
Very good reasons why not only you should think about not getting married.
Do you like
not
the song
Spider-Man?
Us.
That's right.
Yeah, because thinking back along your music catalogue, apart from your great Christmas tunes, it's very word heavy, lyric heavy.
Yeah.
Not very danceable.
Not a lot of fat, filthy grooves.
And a lot of the songs are about us and just how we're kind of nerds and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that at all for weddings.
And then we stop the song and argue with each other. Like, I mean, book us by all means, but I just want you to go in with your eyes open.
But you know, there's that phenomenon now. It's a website which I do not want to promote unnecessarily, but you can book artists to come to your home and do a gig.
Oh,
have you gotten onto that?
Yeah.
You guys would have a big nerd following.
We do.
As big nerds do. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to remember the name of the website. I won't say it, even if I do remember it.
Backyard
but yeah, I know the one you're talking about. It's Backyard something.
House.
House.
Visit.
Yard. Gig.
Music. Song.
.com.
our fans were kind of the first, because they were a bit geekier, the first to really understand torrenting. And so, yeah, we've never made any money off our recordings whatsoever. The only way to really make us money is to see us live.
Or that kid in Perth, there was a kid in Perth, this was a few years ago, came up to us and said, hey, can you sign, I love you guys, can you sign my CD? And he had a burnt, it was a burnt CD.
It's like going up to J.K. Rowling with a photocopy of a book and saying, would you mind? Would you mind terribly?
Print out of a PDF.
Yeah. So we yelled at him.
All right, tell us about what we can expect on the night and what these songs mean specifically.
Well, like we said, we're doing a lot of Christmas songs that you'll know with some lovely people that you'll know. But we have a bunch of songs because there's a lot of... We're kind of... we're interested in the lesser told Christmas stories.
Yeah.
And so we've written songs to...
a lot of research. People. A lot of research about those Christmas characters that aren't in fashion at the moment, are they?
Are they going to be religiously offensive, do you think? Because, you know, there's a lot going on.
Might as well.
At the moment, so. Oh, you know. This would be the slightly less religiously offensive tune, this one we're going to do for you.
Well, there's a lot of shit things about Christmas, and this is going to be one of the good things. So here they are, a tripod singing. An original song called...
Original song? I'm not telling you the name. You can just bloody listen. it's in the chorus.
All right, off you go.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Chopper and Nixon, whatever. But do you recall the least famous reindeer of all? Fabian, 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 this song's for you. Fabian, 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 this song's for you. This is a tale of a reindeer that nobody knows, shoved down the back and largely ignored on account of a nasal disfigurement. Not unlike Rudolph in that sense, the hallmarks are almost the same. Instead of the red shiny nose that brought Rudolph his fame,
Fabian had just a cavity.
Yep. No nose at all, just a big empty space of his face, just a couple of chambers.
The role of Fabian the No-Nose Reindeer, as always, will be played by Simon Matthew Hall. Take it away, Simon.
What are you looking at? Whoa. What a piece of this!
Hello.
Fabian, 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 this song's for you. For you.
A little bit of background.
Abnormal snouts were surprisingly common in reindeer. Rudolph and Fabian both fell victim to the elves and their cost-cutting measures.
Keeping their overheads down,
the elves fed the reindeer on reindeer.
And on top of that, the poor reindeer were also inbred.
So Fabian had just a cavity.
His hooter was lacking. Bugger old schnoz. All this because his dad was also his sister,
who he then ate.
This chicken tastes funny. Can I try your one?
It's pretty good.
Fabian, 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 this song's for you. Fabian, 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 tragic but true.
Disliked by his peers, this disfigured deer was alone. Watch from afar as Rudolph the star would lead all the others back home. But before you get too sympathetic, there's another thing you should know. Sure, his nose was upsetting, but reindeer are not quite that shallow.
'Cause Fabian was a tosser.
That's what?
Not, not nice at all.
Who ran out me badly?
An arrogant fool.
I'm good at this, don't I?
A self-serving tool.
I like Fabian on my stuff for a reason.
An absolute face-hole. Fabian surgery won't fix the vortex that is your black heart.
Merry Christmas.
Tripod on Joy 94.9, guys. Thanks so much. I'd like to send to set a little lyric challenge every now and then. I'm surprised you couldn't get Nativity and cavity in the same.
Nativity
and cavity wouldn't work.
You're
brilliant.
Right. We'll have to go back and change that song, actually. You know, right, changing that would be a nightmare.
More work.
Two shows, not much work, really, between now and Christmas, is it? December 1 and 2. All the details are on the 3pod.com.au website, but basically, Memo Music Hall or Thornbury Theatre. Boys, thanks so much for coming in to Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.